Welcome to the Eat Cleaner, Live Larger podcast, where award-winning coach, author, and former junk food addict Karen Nola shares her winning strategies to help you eat healthier, cut the crap, and create a life that you absolutely love.
See, I finally opened up my eyes, and I saw me coming back to life, that I'd be better.
Welcome to episode number 18, How Much Food Do You Really Need? Welcome to another episode of Eat Cleaner, Live Larger. Today I'm going to be talking to you about this very question, how much food do you really need? And I think this is a very interesting one to talk about because in our culture, for sure, and we all know this, we tend to overconsume. And we overconsume because, well, a million different reasons, to be honest. But predominantly, there is such an abundance of food, which, of course, is something to be extremely grateful for. But there are also a whole range of very addictive foods, foods that personally I don't see as food, but is definitely marketed as food. And things that people will eat for emotional reasons, which I've done many podcasts on already, and I'm sure we'll do many more in the future because it's the number one reason why people overeat. But today, let's start with the absolute basics, which is, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but really we're looking to eat the same amount of food as would make up the size of a clenched fist, right? And when you clench your fist, which I encourage you to do now, you'll see that's not actually very much per meal. And yet, if you're anything like I was raised, you may well be eating a really big plate of food, if not at every meal, then certainly at evening meal for most people. At least one time a day, there'll be a big, large meal. And I think where this stems from is that we're raised a certain way and we tend to just pick up the baton and carry it on. But also, of course, historically, there's been times where the human race have been extremely hungry, if not starving. And I think somewhere in our DNA, we have this awareness that starvation is a thing, it is possible. And the part of us that is hellbent on not starving to death will often overcompensate in its bid to seal the deal. So I think there's a lot of reasons why we eat too much, but also I think the biggest contributing factor is not actually recognizing just how little we need. So in my years of coaching people, I have found over and over again that people are eating way too much and thinking it's normal, or they're eating way too much for their specific body shape, size, height, etc. The fact of the matter is, if you're a smaller person, which I actually am, I'm 5'4", and I'm kind of petite to medium frame, I actually don't need that much food. And when I was growing up, I would eat huge plates of food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so it was no wonder that I was a few dress sizes bigger than I actually should be. And so if you've been trying to lose weight and you've tried all these different diets and all these different methodologies and you still can't quite figure out what's going wrong, then absolutely start considering your portion size and whether it is in fact the correct size for you. Because this seems to be the elephant in the room. People will talk about the ingredients, the calories, the type of diet that you're on, whether it's keto, vegetarian, vegan, macro, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, if you're eating too much food, then your body is going to store that. as excess fat, effectively, it's certainly not going to turn into muscle unless you turn it into muscle, right? So just bear that in mind the next time you maybe do some kind of cleanse and you wonder why you always boomerang back to your original weight, or the next time you go on some kind of food restriction plan, diet of any kind, and then boomerang back again. If you don't change the portion size for good, then you will just maintain that regular size that you were before you started, because your body has like a set point almost, and it knows that if you eat X amount of food, you will boomerang back to that weight. So how do we move beyond this? Well, I've been talking a lot in my work over the years, but especially recently, about identity. And the body shape and size that we have, we tend to over-identify with it. When we look in the mirror, we'll see our body and decide, that's me. When, of course, if we look at it in the plain light of day, our body is not us. It's our vehicle, our shell, however you want to see it. And it's completely malleable. And when we shrink or expand that body, we don't change as a person, not at that deeper level as who we are as a soul, if you like. It's just literally an expansion or a contraction of our body shape and size. So I think this holds some people back, where they literally feel that if they release weight, that they're somehow losing part of themselves. And that, of course, is not true. So I think making that distinction and being really, really clear and really, really getting it is super important. Otherwise, you're going to be terrified of losing part of yourself, when in actual fact, all it really is excess fat. And that's it. That's the long and the short of it. So that's number one. Number two is to know that really you're going to have to become the version of yourself who simply eats less. And over the years, I've had a lot of people pushing back against this concept because they feel like they're going to be deprived or missing out or whatever it may be. And you don't have to feel deprived or miss out actually on anything. It's just eating less of it. And it's a well-known fact that French women are masters at this. They're very good at having a little bit of everything, but they're not eating whole plates of everything, which is why, for the most part, they are very slim, very well put together, and take a lot of pride in their appearance. Whereas over here in the UK, I know there's not quite the same culture, let's say that. And to eat smaller amounts and to be very picky about food in the nicest possible way, as in having standards, is seen as either odd or as having some kind of eating disorder, which is really unfair, because at the end of the day, if people are continually overeating more than their body needs, I would say, by contrast, that could be considered an eating disorder, because it's eating to excess. So number two is identity and becoming that version of you that simply eats less. Piggybacking off of that, I would say falling in love with the version of you that eats less is also really important. Not to see that version of you as somehow lesser, or, as I said previously, missing out on something, but actually to see her as a more refined, evolved version of you who knows what she likes, who is able to practice some level of discipline. And bearing in mind, the word discipline comes from the word disciple, which means in service to. So a lot of the time people have very negative associations with the word discipline and liken it to something like a army boot camp, which couldn't be further from the truth when it comes to what we're talking about today. Being disciplined around food is in service to yourself, but with a playful spirit, with a mindset of knowing that this is for your highest good, that you're going to love the way that you look and you're going to love the way that you feel through applying discipline in this self-loving, highly evolutionary way. Okay, so having standards and being really on board with those standards and not seeing them as anything other than a wonderful thing. And then number three is to really choose wisely. Because yes, in principle, you can have a little bit of everything, but that's not brilliant for the digestion. So that forces our hand by default to be a lot more thoughtful and selective about what foods we actually do consume. And I think this is a great thing, actually, because it more or less forces our hand into making either very, very good choices, or I have seen this done before, where people don't make such great choices, but they just feel like, well, if I can only have a certain amount, then I'm going to have this, which isn't great for health at all, and usually isn't great for beauty either. But some people on occasion go that route if they're not willing to give up certain things. But as I say, you don't necessarily have to give up anything, but just being mindful of portion size and having a little taste of this and a little piece of that, you can actually find, if you really are in tune with your body or you choose to become more in tune with your body, you can actually find that you have this new level of connection and reverence for your body where you think, wow, actually, my body hardly needs anything to run on. Now, when I say that, I definitely don't want to be misunderstood and people think I'm saying, well, just live on a few crumbs or just a tiny, tiny portion at every meal. That's not at all what I'm saying. Absolutely, our hunger is there to dictate when we're hungry, when we need food, and when we don't. And most people will tend to eat until they feel full, which is actually past where they need to go. You need to feel just like perfectly satiated, that you're not hungry anymore, but that there is room for more if absolutely necessary, which generally it's not absolutely necessary. So to just feel comfortable in your own skin can actually be quite a revelation for many people who have a history of overeating. So my experience with this is that I have found that there is so much joy and so much more pleasure in eating small amounts of delicious food. Now, again, I'm not saying I eat tiny, tiny amounts, not at all, but some meals will be bigger than others, depending on appetite. It may depend whether I've been working out or not, or just what's going on with my body at that particular point in time. But I've become really good at just honouring my body, because that's really what it comes down to, is honouring your own body and respecting that we each have a different body, and that if we are looking to release excess weight, then we're going to have to eat less anyway. And to fall in love with that, to fall in love with the slimmer, more svelte version of ourselves and eat from that identity, to eat from that body. Because if you don't, automatically you'll be eating from the body you already have, or if you've just released some weight, the body that you used to have, and you will, as I said earlier, just boomerang back to where you started. So if you are looking to reduce the amount of food that you consume in order to lose some weight, just feel and look better overall, and to have an overall healthier relationship with food, then this is one of the best things that you can put your attention into. And specifically, as I said, falling in love with it, not seeing it as some kind of penance or something negative, or getting, as I say, throwing your toys out the pram around it and thinking, well, you know, they get to eat more than I do, or how come they get to do this? It's just remembering all our bodies are different. We all have different metabolisms. We're all at different stages of our life. Hormones have a huge role to play in weight regulation. If you can just accept your own body and how your unique body operates and what it needs to thrive and how much or how little it needs to thrive, then that really is the aim of the game. There is absolutely no point looking at what someone else does or doesn't do. It's not going to change anything about your body. It's not necessarily going to make you feel better about anything. So just keep your eyes completely on your own game with this. And find a way to get excited about it, to use it as an opportunity to raise your standards and eat only the best of the best food, so that you know every morsel, or at least 80% of what you're putting into your mouth, you feel really amazing about, and you end up reaping the rewards in your health, in your physique, in your energy, in your sleep, in your skin, and all the things that people want to clean up their diet for. So that's everything I want to share with you for this particular episode. I hope you find it helpful because, as I say, a lot of people really do not talk about portion size. They're just really focused on the what. And the what really should come second. It's thinking about the body that you desire to have and eating for that body and from that body in order to create and maintain that body. Okay, so that's all for now. I will look forward to connecting with you again same time next week, and I'm wishing you a fabulous week ahead, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now. Hey there, I'm so happy that you joined me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode and I look forward to sharing more with you very soon. In the meantime, if you are ready to start making changes, then hop on over to eatcleanerlivelarger.com and download the Eat Cleaner Live Larger roadmap. Let's get your journey to health, happiness and vitality started today.